Back in 2005, Penny Haveny felt Waco didn't have a place where the community could come together and really just hang out. So she started Beatniks along with her mom and her ex-husband, originally just as a community coffee shop, but it soon turned into a popular meeting place for many local artists.
When I opened the first Beatniks and the way people came together, especially artists, all these artists and, you know, musicians and writers and visual artists and so on and so forth come in and they start networking each other and they start telling each other about, oh, I've got a show over here, I've got a show. I'm like, there is a lot to do in Waco.
The original Beatniks was located by MCC campus off of Lakeshore Drive. Penny says high gas prices in 2008 and the slow summer took their toll on the original establishment, and they had to close.
We really had no intention of reopening. I mean, we'd always wanted to, but we just had no real plans on the books until the people who owned Britt's Burger Barn, who we became really good friends with as well because we live right down the street from them, just called me up the day after Christmas in 2009 and said, hey, I want to move. You guys want the barn?
Thus, the second Beatniks, or Beta Beatniks, as Haypenny calls it, came to fruition at 1700 Colcord Avenue.
It was a struggle over there, mainly because of, you know, the impression of the neighborhood. And it was a great neighborhood. I mean, our neighbors supported us. You know, Mission Waco supported us down the street.
This gritty and oftentimes odd but charming venue hosted nationally acclaimed bands like Hooray for the Riff Raff and Central Texas-based Blue Bear, which will be performing at this year's Austin City Limits. But 3 years later, Beatniks closed its doors again. Haypenny says the building's structure wasn't sound and they didn't have central AC and heating, among other things. And she and her co-owner, Ben Stimmel, were pretty burnt out.
We were just exhausted. I mean, we lived at Beatniks, which is, you know, of course, the plight of most small business owners. And so, you know, we closed it that summer, especially after that one summer was 107 degrees every day for 90 days. We were exhausted.
But Haypenny says that time they didn't want it to be closed for good. They really wanted to move downtown.
Penny and Ben, who were involved with the Beatniks before, I've known them for quite some time.
That's Beth Richards. She's a managing partner at Downtown Waco's CAST, or Creative Arts Studio and Theater. She says Haypenny and Stimmel started working part-time at the CAST after it opened this past March.
And that's kind of when conversation started about, you know, Beatniks and how bad it was that it was gone and what we could do to maybe try to bring that Beatniks culture back to downtown Waco.
In May, CAST offered Beatniks the opportunity to reopen their doors in their building on Austin Avenue. Haypenny wanted to jump at the chance, but she wants to see if there's still support in Waco for Beatniks.
Because I've learned my lessons from the last two Beatniks. It's both good and bad.
And that's where the revival of Beatniks is currently at. Haypenny and her partners can't move forward until they can raise enough funds for licensing. They've started an Indiegogo online fundraiser to help with expenses for extra construction, permit fees, and equipment. The fundraiser started on July 30th and has already raised 10% of the $7,000 goal. When asked why Haypenny wants another go at Beatniks.
Every time I said that, I'm done. I want to sleep for a week. I'm done. I would get a Facebook message from some high school kid saying, you saved my life. You gave my band a place to play. You made me feel accepted. You made me feel part of a community. And I'm like, oh, I could do it for another day.
For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Jill Amos.